Shabbat shalom. No, no, no. Let's try again. Shabbat shalom. There is some kid over there who wins the prize. Well done. We're back at the beginning of the Bible. Last week we read Bereshit, and this week we read Parshat Noach. We read the story of Noah and the flood. And at the very end, we get a couple of short verses that make up the story of the Tower of Babel. Basically goes like this. The people come together, everyone speaks one language, and they use this skill to build a city with a giant tower in it. God doesn't like it. God disperses everyone all over the world and gives everyone a different language, and suddenly there are multiple languages all over the earth. The traditional interpretation is that the people decided they were going to try and beat God. They were going to be better than God, and they were going to do it by building a tower so high that they felt more powerful than God. And therefore, God had to punish them and split up everyone and made lots of different languages. I'd like to suggest an alternative interpretation. What was really going on there? When it was easy to communicate with each other, when everyone spoke the same fluent language and were able to easily talk to each other, they decided to take the easy way out. They decided to try and build a city, build a big tower. In fact, right before this happens, God has just told the human race, your job is to go and spread out all over the world. Your job is to go everywhere. And yet, people decided to stick together, clamber into one city, and build a giant tower together. Now, could God really have been upset that all of humanity chose to work together? It sounds pretty nice to me. Rather, I think it's the choice of project. God is excited and wants us to work together, but wants us to be able to look inside and find what the right project is, what the right thing to make the world as good of a place as it can be. And actually, I think the fact that we all speak different languages, and not just different whole languages, but imagine the person you know best in the world. How often do you have a tough time communicating with that person? I don't know about you, but I find it regularly difficult. I think this difficulty is on purpose and gives us a huge advantage. It forces us to think really carefully about what we think. We have to be really careful with our words. We have to be really careful with what we say in order to communicate what we really mean. And to do that, we have to be really reflective. We have to look inside of ourselves and find what matters most. And when we do that, when we look inside of ourselves and find the part of ourselves that is created in the image of God, the part of ourselves that is godly, and we share that with each other, the projects we then work on together are never going to be a tower that flies in the face of God. Those projects are going to be projects that feed the hungry, projects that bring wisdom to the world, projects that bring God into the world. And so this week, I hope that we are blessed with the challenge of communication and we take it up as a chance to look inside of ourselves and find what is most important and find opportunities to share it. Shabbat shalom.